All right, let's catch up now with global politics and what it might mean for South Africa. You remember, of course, really with the stroke of a pen, the now former president of the U.S., Donald Trump, tore the Paris Accord to shreds. And with yet another stroke, his successor, President Joe Biden, has now restored it, or at least the U.S.'s role in it. They are back in the fold. Signing on to that deal was a part of the very first pile of paperwork Biden worked through within hours of being sworn in. But what does this mean? One of Biden's first big steps on the international stage. Why does it matter? And importantly, why should it matter to us? We are joined now by an environmental lawyer at Gwina Attorneys, Mato Dakoti. A very good morning to you and welcome to our program.
Good morning, Wuongani. Good morning to the listeners.
South Africa, of course, played a pivotal role in getting that Paris Accord signed. I remember the late Minister Edna Mulewa being part of those discussions. Just remind us again, why does the Paris Accord matter? Why does it matter to us as South Africans?
Okay, firstly, before I can just explain what does it matter to us, you need to understand whether South Africa fits into the climate change framework. South Africa is a non-annexer country and the U.S. is an annexer country, which means that South Africa is a developing country has to derive benefits from the Paris Agreement for climate mitigation measures. On the other hand, the U.S. has to finance developing countries like South Africa to embark on climate change, to embark on combating climate change issues. And running parallel to the climate change issues is also the social economic development issues, where South Africa has to make sure that we elevate the poverty and eradicate any injustices of the past.
Because part of the debate was always that the first world or developed countries, to put it in layperson's terms, it was essentially, oh, now that you guys have finished polluting, you won't let us as developing countries, get to the point where you did.
Yes, Bongani, and I agree with you completely, because what has happened is that there's a principle called the Common but Differentiated Responsibility. It's called the CBDR. The Common but Responsibility, Differentiated Responsibility is based on the climate change justice. And it's based on what you've just mentioned, that developed countries have been polluting the environment for as long as we can remember. So we need to make sure that they take robust actions as opposed to the developing countries. That's the basis of the principle.
So what was the significance then of Donald Trump pulling out of the Paris Accord? Would that mean that America, in a sense, was dodging its responsibilities?
Look, to say that America was dodging, yes, I would agree with that, that it was dodging, and it would have not been fair to the climate change issues, because remember, the U.S. is the second largest emitter of greenhouse gas emissions, and therefore it has to take its seat on the table for climate change issues.
So now that Joe Biden has brought them back into the fold, what will it mean for South Africa? What will it mean for the climate change conversation broadly?
Okay, on the multilateral agreement, it will mean that the multilateral agreements are binding on countries, and countries have to take action on climate change, and the U.S. has to participate in combating climate change. So, because they are developed countries, it will mean that the U.S. will take the seat, and once they've taken the seat, then they have to finance climate change in developing countries like South Africa. So the gist of it is that South Africa will benefit financially, and also South Africa will benefit from the climate building, because remember, most of the studies are done from the U.S. on climate change.
Is the U.S. a reliable partner, though, when it comes to these international conventions, if depending on the whims of which president is in office or which party is in power, they can enter or leave these arrangements?
Sorry, I think your question.
My question is, you've just said that South Africa may benefit from America coming back into the fold, but I'm asking, are they reliable partners? Because it seems, depending on which party or who's in office, they enter or leave on a whim.
I think we can say going forward they will be a reliable partner, because everyone across the globe acknowledges climate change issues, and climate change needs to be taken seriously, because if we don't do any action now, I think the risk of climate change will just haunt every country. And the risk of climate change are not the physical risk of your high rising sea level. It's also the transitional risk around it.
Talk to me about those.
Well, when I'm talking about the physical risk, is that it's the high rising seas and also the droughts. And talking about the transitional arrangements, we're talking about how do we move from a carbon-intensive economy to a low-carbon-intensive economy. So the transition is a risk on its own, because we have to make sure that you mitigate your emission greenhouse gases according to the Paris deal.
The financial resources that they might provide, the capacity building you speak of, what would that be?
Well, if there's new technology that needs to be introduced in South Africa, the U.S. can share technologies with South Africa on combating climate change and using the environmental-friendly technology in South Africa.
Already, Senator Ted Cruz has tweeted that by rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement, President Biden has indicated he's more interested in the views of the citizens of Paris than in the jobs of citizens in Pittsburgh. This agreement will do little to affect the climate and will harm the livelihoods of Americans. I mean, of course, it's pure twaddle what Senator Cruz is saying, but that's the kind of pressure the Biden administration and future administrations are going to be under as far as their involvement in this, isn't it?
Yes, they will be under pressure, and I think from what I can see from the actions that he's done is that he's taken the necessary strides. I mean, over a month ago he appointed his team to tackle the climate change fight. And yesterday, in his executive orders, he mentioned that climate change is one of the issues that needs to be tackled. And the first thing is just to send a notice to the United Nations saying that I'm rejoining, and that can be done and achieved within 30 days from that notice.
Matata Kodu, so appreciate you.
You will get the opposition, but yeah. I think he's on the right
track. He's serious about it. He's committed to it. All right, Matata Kodu, appreciate your time. Environmental lawyer at Gwina Attorneys.